I recently did a last week. I revealed to y'all that the UAW Sean Fain was speaking on behalf of all of their members, including the ones that they have yet to unionize that they're working on for all of these other plants. That Sean Fain recently endorsed Joe Biden for president of the United States of America. Again, Sean Fain, who is the president of the UAW, shout out to my girl Brittany in the chat, is now embracing and endorsing on behalf of the UAW Joe Biden for president, because Biden made a stop down there and he was like, oh my God, make sure that y'all pay him a fair wage. And he got on the bullhorn, and that was the end of it. And then Trump was like, listen, this guy is a dope. Don't listen to him or anything like that. And so Sean Fain, in his quest for more power and visibility, we've never seen a union leader for the UAW in modern times be this visible. I've never even known the union president's names outside of when it was I was a part of the union as normal everyday people. And this guy is on a quest for power, in my opinion. I do not think that in any way, shape, or form that he is not going to eventually make another play, whether he becomes a part of somebody's cabinet or he runs for something. But this guy is one of the most famous UAW presidents that I've ever seen in my entire life. But he went on another platform. I believe it was CNN or MSNBC. He went on another platform to address CNN, liberal platform. But, you know, I like to use different news sources in order to react to and show you guys what's going on out in these streets. He went on to CNN to give his assessment of why he think that Trump is absolutely positively not fit to be president, and why Biden, conversely, should continue to get another term, considering everything that he's done for the American people, including raising up inflation, opening up our borders, so on and so forth. But I'll let you tell it. I'll let him tell it out of his own mouth, and then we'll break it down as we go. Make sure you guys hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Also, Teej Hanley, 30% off your first order plus a free gift. Thank you, Teej. And then last but not least, make sure you tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. Let's get to it, y'all.
New tonight, Trump's latest target, the president of the United Auto Workers, the target of two verbal assaults within hours of each other from the former president. Trump posting today in part, quote, Sean Fain is a weapon of mass destruction on auto workers and the automobile manufacturing industry in the United States. All auto workers should, all caps, vote for Trump. Just hours earlier, Trump bashed Fain by saying this, he's a real, all caps, stiff, who is selling the automobile industry right into the big, powerful hands of China. Get rid of this dope and vote for DJT. Trump admitting his initial attack was because of this interview where Fain did not hold back in explaining why he has chosen to endorse Biden instead of Trump.
Can I give myself a round of applause also for making sure that the audio is what it's supposed to be on these platforms? Because all of these news platforms' audio be trash. So what we had to do is take some extra time as a platform and make sure that we update every single piece of video and audio and make it better than it was that the news is presenting it. Because apparently whoever their editors are or whatever it is, team that they got that's uploading this stuff and then putting it on these platforms, don't know how to manage and get the optimization out of the audio and the video to have it clear, to have it concise, and to get exactly what it is that you need to get out of it. So we had to raise the audio levels and then balance it and do it differently so that the live viewers could get it, not just the people that get it afterwards in clips. All right, so shout out to me, shout out to the people that's out here behind the scenes that's working. One of the things that we got on our Kanban board, fix audio for sources of whatever clips that you use for the platform, but we gonna get there. Y'all need to get y'all editing together, bro. Let's get back to Sean Fain.
Donald Trump has a history of serving himself and standing for the billionaire class. And that's contrary to everything that working class people stand for.
Sean Fain is out front now. So, Sean, Donald Trump says you are a weapon of mass destruction, that you are a stiff, and that you are a dope, said all those things today. What do you even, how do you even respond to that?
Well, thanks for having me, Aaron. You know, first off, you know, the weapon of mass destruction against the automotive industry has been two words, corporate greed. You know, this is Trump. Trump always resorts to name calling because the facts are very clear and he doesn't want to talk about the truth. You know, he talks about what during his presidency, the phrase came out, alternative facts, or what we all call lies. He wants to make this election about anything but real issues. And, you know, this isn't about me or Donald Trump. I don't care what Donald Trump says about me. I don't care what he thinks about me. I care about facts. And the facts are very clear for the large majority of Americans. The working class people have been left behind by Trump's billionaire class, by the billionaire buddies, and the economy that only works for the wealthy. And, you know, you look, 1970, I read this the other day from the Economic Policy Institute.
Yep.
From 1979 to 2022, the top 0.1% of wage earners, wages increased 344%. The bottom 90% increased 32%. So this is an economy that Trump dreams of. This is what he wants. He doesn't give a damn about working class people. And that's what this is all about.
All right.
So his narrative, and I agree, DK, he is very, very good at what he does, because to the naked eye, or to people that are not bag chasers, or to people that has not been watching the Millionaire Morning Show for an extended period of time, this sounds good to you. It's easy talking points. It's so easy that a D student, even somebody that is a lower class of student than me, a lifetime C student, somebody that is a D student, it's easy for you to even understand what he's communicating. And so he rails off these same talking points, and they're very clear. They're very concise. And I got to give him a round of applause for his ability to communicate what he's thinking. But guess what? He's wrong. He's absolutely wrong. I would have you to know that the majority of the people that become millionaires, because there's on average 1,700 new millionaires inside of the United States of America every single day. That's a fact. 1,700 new millionaires inside of the United States on average every single day. So let's first dispel this myth that it can't be you. Because these people are not becoming millionaires just because they're doing anything unique. They're becoming millionaires because they're disciplined, they're focused, they continue to make the investments and the things that actually matter instead of buying things to impress people that don't care anything about them. Often at times, the majority of these millionaires are not white people. Guess who they are? Minorities and people that eventually immigrated over here, that worked hard, that got a different cultural or set of principles that don't then lean into the same thing that we care about, because the only thing that they care about is working, getting rich, and then making sure that their people continue to be successful. They shack up with each other. They don't live these extravagant lifestyles until they get to the point to where their money can then make money on top of money. They help each other. They all room together. They all live in the same space together. They got communal living. They got a different mindset. They help each other. They don't buy things that don't matter. They stay down long enough till they can actually live the life that they want to live. They actually put their children through college. Think about it. Most of these countries, such as over in China, right? They are very strategic. Yet these are the people that are the international students that come over here, pay the highest in tuition. They even pay higher than out-of-state children. They pay the highest in tuition. They save their entire lives to put one or two people on the map. And then they leverage the information, they study their butts off, and then they ultimately become successful, because it's not about how much you make. At no point in society and no country in history is it all about you earning your way to wealth. There are plenty of athletes that make millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. There's plenty of entertainers that make millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars every single day. And on average, they are filing for bankruptcy within 7 years after leaving the league. On average, they are filing for bankruptcy after leaving the league, right? And so it's easy to spill off these and your billionaire buddies narrative. But at the same time, you're not asking for solutions. You think that you can tax your way to wealth. You think that you can save your way to wealth. You think that it's based off of the earnings that you get. But what they're also not telling you is that as much as you continue to protest your way out of a job, we've seen the restaurants over there in California now operating without even a person in there, not a person in sight. They got a mechanical engineer that come in there to program the machines. That's it, right? As much as you continue to protest your way out of the job, we see that the UAW's ranks is getting smaller. And one of the reasons why it's getting smaller is because they have to go out there and advocate for and try to unionize other shops in order to grow their ranks. They're now starting to get into different industries, the casino industry, all these other places, because their rank and file is not growing based off of the prospects of job growth. It's growing based off of trying to unionize other places in order to get them to pour into their coffers, right? And so your life choices and your life circumstances is always going to determine what success looks like for you, 100% of the time. Most people and most millionaires are made from new millionaires. The people that get it handed to them, 9 times out of 10, they fumble it because they never understood what it took in order to get there. Now, of course, you're going to have the Waltons and people like that, right? Those are the anomalies. That's not the norm. That's not normal. That's not the norm. I'm telling you, there's people that worked in the plant that ultimately became millionaires based off of their life decisions. Because it's not about how much money you make. It's about what you do with the money that you keep. But let's continue to hear what you got to say.
Right. So one thing that he is connecting with in some way is a sentiment that at least has grown within unionized households, right? And that is a shift over time politically. You know, you've admitted this yourself, Sean. You said there are rank and file members of the UAW that Trump does appeal to. Our Harry Anson was looking at some numbers. And what I'm referring to is a shift over time, an overall union member vote towards the Republican, right? Still plus Democrat, okay? But there's been a shift, right, Sean? Yeah. So in 1948, it was 62 points, plus 62 Democrat. 1992, that had been cut in half to 31. And by 2020, it was down to 22% advantage for Democrats. Still an advantage, but that's obviously a massive erosion.
So over time, as people become more mature and they get more information, what this is basically telling you is that the rank and file within the UAW and all unions in general have trended to become more Republican. They are leaning more towards conservatives instead of being liberals because as they age and as they become more mature, they realize, wait a minute, I have to establish what my norm is based off of what the best candidate is and what their policies are and not just voting this way just because Sean Fain said it. She's pushing back. I actually can appreciate the fact that she's pushing back while allowing him to say whatever it is that he's saying. Very rarely do you get this on CNN.
Why do you think it is that many of your members do not see this the way that you do?
Well, look, I'll say this is it's been a masterful plan by the billionaire class and the corporate class.
See, now when he actually gets stats and data that says otherwise from whatever his talking point is, and I'm gonna let him finish. When he gets a different perspective, when in panic. And when you start to get it a little bit differently, the thing that you want to do is always go back to your original talking point. But wait a minute. It's because it's the billionaires. It's the buddies. It's the goody-goody club. Listen, it's a masterful plan, and it's being executed on all of us, and we just don't get it. All of my rank-and-file members don't necessarily see what it is that I see, and it's a massive – listen, it's still their – it's their fault. It's the systems. I never thought a day in my life that I would start seeing a good old-fashioned white man saying that it's the system that's being perpetuated against them in the same way that I started seeing black people that's running in the Victim Olympics. Never a day in my life. Listen, if my grandfather was here to see this today, he'd be rolling over in his grave that we seeing this good old full-haired white beard white man that's a part of the union, the working class, sitting here telling us that it's the system that's being perpetuated against us by the plan of the billionaires. They're saying the same thing that the Victim Olympics black people are saying. They're saying the same thing, literally, word for word. They've taken y'all talking points and they've leveraged it against y'all. Don't y'all know that white women is considered a minority now? They're considered a minority. If you're a black woman, then you're a double minority. But if you're a white woman, you're still a minority. Did you know that? I bet you didn't know that. I bet you didn't know that white women were a part of the diversity, equity, and inclusion agenda. Call her Karen if you want to. She got better benefits than you. She's just as powerful as a black man because you're black. That's your minority status. The fact that you're a man does not make you a double minority. What makes you a minority as a white woman is that you're a woman. They're using the same talking points as y'all. Literally, they're using the same talking points as y'all. Hey, Sean, can you answer that question? Let me get back to what she was saying.
Any of your members do not see this the way that you do.
Well, look, I'll say this is it's been a masterful plan by the billionaire class and the corporate class. I mean, they, over the last 40, 50 years of our lives, have played the greatest game they always play, and that's divide and conquer. They divide the masses over single issues, and meanwhile, they run away with all the money, all the profits, and things get worse for us. You know, what we have to do as organized labor, we have to lead the fight. And we have to lead the dialogue with facts. And that's why our contract campaign was so successful with the big three. That's why 75% of Americans sided with us in that fight. Mm. Because we were focused on the things that matter most to working class people. Wages, better wages, you know, retirement security, healthcare, better healthcare for everybody. Mm. And getting our time back. You know, it's shameful through all of this. You know, working class people are working harder and longer than we ever have. They're working 7 days a week, 12 hours a day.
On easier jobs than we ever have and making more money than you ever have in your entire life. Double time, triple time. Machines are doing all of the work. See, what they're not going to tell you in a context that they're not going to add into this conversation is that the jobs are easier than they ever have been in life. At no point have these jobs been easier than they have been at this time in history. Yet they'll complain about how difficult it is to do their job because we working longer than we ever have. It's BS. It's all BS. It's 100% BS. That's why the robots are coming. The robots are coming to replace your jobs. The robots are coming to replace your jobs. Because, see, the robots ain't going to complain about it. They just going to keep that hydraulic press going. Make sure that you got all those fluids in there. Make sure that you program it correctly. Throw a couple AI chips in there. Bing, 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 bing. The robots are coming.
Working multiple jobs and they're scraping to get by. That's the economy Donald Trump loves. That's the economy that the billionaire class loves. Mm. And it doesn't work for working class people. And I think when we focus on the core issues, yeah, that matter most to working class people, we'll see a difference in how the election goes.
So, Sean, I know that you did not, you had ruled out meeting with Trump, but the Teamsters Union is not doing that. They've got 1.3 million members, right? Massive union. Trump is meeting with union members and leaders this week. There's a event he's hosting on Wednesday. Earlier this month, he met with the head of the Teamsters Union at Mar-a-Lago. Do you have any feel for how this is going? Do you know the head of the Teamsters Union? Do you think that he could be getting their endorsement?
Look, I've talked to Sean O'Brien. I respect Sean O'Brien. He's a good leader. And look, they've had good success in that union, done great things. And, you know, I'm not going to try to even speak for what their decision is. All I can speak for is from our perspective and what we've seen and the facts we've seen. Mm-hmm. And it's really clear for us. It's a very clear picture when you put the two candidates side by side. I mean, you go back to the economic recession. Joe Biden stood with the American worker. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump blamed the American worker. He blamed the workers for everything that was wrong with the big three back then. You know, Joe Biden gave us a path forward. You know, you go to when Trump was president in 2019, Lordstown Assembly Plant in Ohio was slated to close. Trump blamed the local president, told people don't sell your houses, and did nothing. In 2019, when GM was on strike, what did Donald Trump, then the president, say? He didn't say anything. He didn't do anything.
Don't we want a separation between government and private businesses or public businesses? Aren't y'all powerful? Ain't that what y'all wanted? So Biden get out there with a bullhorn, and then that's how he got y'all endorsement? See, the Teamsters are smarter. The Teamsters is like Ice Cube. The Teamsters is like, listen, I want to meet with everybody and see what people are saying. I don't want nobody to just give me no empty promises. I actually want to meet with people and see what the path forward is, because we understand that the economy is changing and the Chinese is coming and BYD cars is coming and they're going to up in the industry completely, and you can't continue to have the same mindset and the same talking points going forward, thinking that the pathway to being successful with the UAW is just to go and unionize a bunch of other plants. That's not going to work, big dog.
You know, in 2023, Joe Biden, when we were on strike, he came out and stood with the workers. He joined us on the picket line. You know, Belvedere Assembly Plant in Illinois was slated for closure in 2023. Mm-hmm. That community was written off for dead.
Yeah.
Joe Biden worked with us to not just get one plant. We got that plant revived and another plant to be built there and save the community. So there's a stark contrast in these candidates.
Joe. So Oh, let me hear the rest of what he's saying.
Biden has spent a lifetime serving others and serving the working class. Donald Trump spent a lifetime serving himself.
So that's good old Biden, the greatest politician of all time. Never mind a crime bill. Never mind some of the things that's happened in the past. Never mind what happened during the Obama administration. None of that stuff. Biden is for the people. He can't even get his own son in order, but he's for the people. No worries, no worries. Shout out to Sean Fain for providing me with the great content. And as long as these people are continuing to put out content, as long as they're standing on what they're standing on, you know what we're going to do at the Millionaire Morning Show? We're going to make sure that you guys are informed.